Ladies and gentlemen, hole in one. Hole in one on three today. Congratulations. There you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Brian it is?
Barrett.
Barrett, congratulations. So what club?
I walked up to the tee box with a 7-iron, and the teams were a little forward, so I went to an 8-iron, and we watched it hit the green 4 feet or so above the hole, and it just trickled right in, and then it disappeared, so it was exciting.
Your first one, Barrett?
Yeah, it's actually the first time I golfed in over 2 years.
That's impressive.
Needless to say, you're coming back.
Oh, yeah, that one shot always brings you back.
So... let's talk for a moment about the $25,000. I know Matt has some needs. has that sunk in about the $25,000? Because you don't wake up today and say, I'm going to be $25,000 richer.
No, for sure. It was a shock, and I was probably still in shock. And, you know, as soon as I saw Bonnie from the Y, when I saw her, I said, Bonnie, I'm going to donate some money back to the YMCA, and that's what we're here for, to raise some money for the Y.
Well, that's great.
Well, that means you're the right person that got the hole-in-one.
Well.
No, it does. It means you're the right person. I'm thrilled for you. Was it the pandemic as to why you haven't played in 2 years, or
just
plain time?
I got ill last year and decided not to come. I wasn't really sure but if I actually had it, so I didn't come, and turned out I did, and then I didn't... Glad I came this year.
We're thrilled you came here this year.
Absolutely.
Francis Pike from Susquehanna Valley Limousine, and he invited us over, and he wanted to help make this all happen.
Nice.
Has it sunk in yet?
No, it hasn't sunk. I'm just still a little bit in shock.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. No. What hole did you start on?
We started on number 5.
So, no, this was your, 16th, 17th hole? Your 17th hole.
Last hole.
Wow.
So, thank God, because I don't know if I could have played the rest of the day thinking about this.
Now, what was the team score? Most important question.
Well, we were 2 over going into that hole, and then...
Wow. That was clutch.
It got him back to even.
There we go. That's awesome.
So they're below the Mendoza line and then got back to the line with the hole-in-one. Well, we're absolutely thrilled for you. And it's really great what you did, that you took some of it and donated it back. You really just enjoy the fact that you did it, and it's a great accomplishment. You're lucky. It doesn't matter.
You're lucky. It's absolutely lucky.
But that doesn't matter. What are you going to do with the ball?
I don't know. I put it in my bag, and I'm not sure what I'll do with it. Probably play with it on another day.
Ah, really? Okay, now I'll give you one. Last year, Sonny Hanna down in Johnstown, Jack Ham and I were playing together with Ron Moeller and Bob Brumbaugh. Jack, on the 10th green, hit it to the left side, about 10 feet to the left, trundled down, hole in one.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're on 10, so now we had to go to 11. So we got to 11, and Ron Moeller says to Jack, he says, hey, Jackie boy, maybe you ought to take the ball out of play. He goes, oh, no, it's my lucky ball. Well, it's a dog leg right. And Jack gets up, and he hits it through the trees. We're like, oh, he goes, oh, no, I think I lost it. It went through the trees to the point where he was a 9-iron away on a par 5, and he missed an eagle putt by that much.
Oh, wow.
Right? But for a second, he thought he lost it, because he said it was his lucky ball. And he kept playing all the way through the round with it. But if you know Jack has, look, you wouldn't know he was in the Super Bowl, let alone you go to his house. It's not, it's just, so think about it, whether you want to get it mounted on something, you know, that you did it.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I haven't seen any thought.
I mean, you can lie, tell everybody it was a wedge.
No, I don't need to.
No, you know, hey, 8-iron. I hit 7-iron on that hole.
Okay.
I hit 7-iron on that hole.
Yeah.
And that was to the right of the green. And that's wonderful. Hey, congratulations,
Barrett.
We're thrilled for you. And like I said, when you mentioned what you did with some of the money, that meant the right guy did it.
For sure.
You're the right guy.
Thank you again.
Congratulations. Thanks so much for being here. There he is, our hole-in-one guy. Barrett getting a hole-in-one on number 3. $25,000.
I was getting his check.
Richard. And he gets the Happy Gilmore check on top of it.